Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Love it. I want you to reiterate that question you had about Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, the question was simply, you know, have you ever felt as good about Jonathan Kuminga as we once did about Jordan Poole when he was here at the Warriors? Because, I mean, he had some incredible times. I mean, I think one of the best you could have ever felt about him was that first round series against Denver when Steph was coming off the bench after the injury, and he was such an integral part of that, you know, series win. It was a 5-game series win, right?
Yep.
It was just, yeah, how could you not feel super high about Jordan Poole and the Warriors' future with Jordan Poole after that run? Like, have you ever felt that high with Jonathan Kuminga at any point?
That's a great question.
For me, I think it's just the Kuminga's experience falls well short of the Jordan Poole experience in terms of how I felt at the highest of highs. Not that I ever thought he was going to be some Hall of Famer, because the other three, Draymond, Clay, Steph, they're all Hall of Famers, right? But boy, it felt like he was like the next one up, right? Like at some point he would take the mantle, and at minimum, he was going to be like the fountain of youth to sustain their run, or at least let it go a little longer.
Right.
And the runway would go, I don't know, a couple of years farther than it did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think they win the championship the last one without him. I think that's pretty clear. I think it's pretty obvious. And I thought that if they were ever going to win a fifth, he would have been a big part of that too. Maybe even one of the starring roles.
Yeah. I just think he's had a lot more runway than Kuminga ever had. Jordan Poole started a lot of games. He played a lot of minutes. He handled the ball a lot. We're learning about Kuminga. Now, we've gotten glimpses, right? We've gotten sample sizes. Last season, we saw from January to the end of the year, Kuminga could be a really good player. But I don't think he was ever empowered the way Jordan Poole was within this offense, where Jordan Poole was tasked with running a half-court offense, bringing the ball up the floor, creating for others, running a patented split action, taking jumpers. He's taking over 17, 18 shots a game. He's scoring. The ball is in his hands, and he's getting to the free throw line. And we forget that Jordan Poole had beat out Stephen Curry as the best free throw shooter that season.
That.
He had a higher percentage than Stephen Curry from the free throw line. So Jordan Poole, yeah, I think the answer is, in my opinion, is that everybody felt better about Jordan Poole at his high watermark than we ever have about Jonathan Kuminga.
I mean, you bring up how, you know, the Warriors empowered him early on, Bonte. Is that, you know, mainly just a product of the fact of the situation that
Clay
Jordan Poole
out.
Walked into when he did arrive here? I mean, he came in during that lost season where everyone was injured. You know, the season after that, it was, you know, the play-in year was, the expectations were kind of so. Like,
and he went down to the G League.
Yeah.
He had to go down to the G League.
People forget,
he bounced up and down from the G League. His rookie year, going to those games, Jordan Poole was not an NBA player.
We did the postgame shows, me, Covey, and Bonte. The amount of calls we would take where it was like, he's positionless, he doesn't know what he's doing. Shot selection, I think, was the buzzword everyone would call. Remember?
It was bad.
Kai Bowman was beating him off the floor.
I was going to those games, dude, and he was shooting like in the 20s from the three-point line. It was atrocious. It was some bad basketball. Huh?
What was he shooting?
He was like shooting 20. Like, you look at his splits his rookie year, he was shooting like 20%. But he went down to the G League, and he got a little better before the season ended. I remember looking at it and saying, okay, he's getting a little bit better. And then the next season, he gets off to another rough start. He goes out to the G League bubble in Orlando, and he comes back right before the All-Star game in a game against the Phoenix Suns on the road. And you're thinking to yourself, wow, Jordan Poole looks all right. Scored double figures, started pushing the ball up the floor, and then the rest is history. By the end of the play-in game against Memphis at Chase Center, he was the one taking shots at the end of the game. The Lakers game, when they lost at Crypto.com Arena, it was Jordan Poole in the corner who took that three under a minute left and had a great look, but he had the cojones to take that shot. I thought, oh, this guy, okay, he's not afraid of the moment.
And remember in that game, Bonte, he tried to dunk on LeBron.
Yes.
They didn't get I think he got the foul call there, but he almost dunked on LeBron. That was like, wow, okay, he's here for this.
His confidence, his confidence was ascending. He was starting to become a confident young player.
Yeah, he ripped those corner threes. That Memphis game, now that you bring it up, they threw the kitchen sink at Ja defensively. They tried everything. He destroyed them.
No doubt. No doubt
he did. Grayson Allen.
Grayson Allen.
But that,
right.
that year, though, helped Jordan Poole because.
He did have a point.
You think about the pandemic and the officials with the Golden State Warriors, they're saying Jordan Poole will not leave the gym. Jordan Poole is living in the gym. So he dedicated himself to the game. And J.K. does the same thing. J.K. works on his craft all the time. You got to lock him out the gym. Same thing with Jordan Poole. He was in that gym. He slept in that gym. He wanted to get his game right. And he helped you win a championship. And I remember just when they did win the championship, Jordan Poole looking at Stephen Curry, asking him how to pop a champagne bottle. How do I do this? And Steph, the wily veteran that he is, in the midst of a celebration, is like, hold on, this is what you do. You wrap it up like this. You point it like this. And then pop, boom. And then, as you know, you got a champagne shower again in the Boston locker room at TD Garden. And so it is kind of sad how we forget all that. We forget the pool parties. But to Lubman's question, I think everybody felt a lot better about Poole at the height of his powers than we ever have about Jonathan Kuminga. And that's not an indictment on Jonathan Kuminga. It's just the fact that we saw a lot more of Jordan Poole early on, and we saw that he could become a 20-point-per-game scorer in this league. We're still trying to figure out who Jonathan Kuminga is. I think I know who he is. I think he's a damn good player. But for whatever reason, he hasn't gotten the consistent minutes that Jordan Poole did receive in his years with the Golden State Warriors.
I also think about what the, what is the eyeball see, right? And I think defense, block shots at the rim, you can see, right? But most defense, you can't tell when a guy gets into a passing lane and a guy doesn't get the ball thrown to him because of great anticipation as a defensive player or point of attack defense and communication and switching and help defense and all the little subtleties. Defense is hard to quantify. So offense is much more palpable. To the eyeball. And it garners way more buzz online. Wouldn't you agree? Like shaking a guy out on the perimeter is going to get millions of views.
Right.
Whereas hedging on a screen is not. And so I think the things that Jordan Poole did as well, it was at a higher clip in terms of the offense, but it was also more intoxicating from just the basic fan point of view. You know, when you score and you're shooting from the perimeter and you're crossing people over and you're, you know, daggering threes before the end of quarters and stuff like that, those things are really exciting.
No doubt. They are.
Defense isn't as exciting for the common fan.
But defense is needed, right?
No question.
You need point of attack defense, which destroyed the Warriors the past couple seasons.
But Kuminga plays good defense at times,
right?
And I think that it gets undervalued and underappreciated.
No doubt. They want to see dunks. They want to see scores. They want to see shots. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shameless shout-outs coming up at 745. Shameless shout-outs at 745. You can shout out the Odyssey Holiday Party. The Odyssey Holiday Party, which happened a couple weeks after the holidays. But we still got it in.
It's called the hangover party because, you know, it's the hangover from the holiday.
It's the hangover from the holiday.
Clever.
Food was good.
Maybe you should shout out Jonathan Kuminga.
Jonathan Kuminga. Let's throw Guy Sanchez in there.
Hey, Guy Sanchez plays some good basketball right now, man. Even Steve Curry said he's a big part of everything right now.
Guy's energy right from the start. You know, would we go up 12-0 or 11-0 or something? Yeah, he's just a big part of all that. The defense, the switching, the rebounding, the ball movement. He just makes really good basketball plays. He has a good understanding of the game, and that makes other people better.
Makes other people better. As Jordan Poole will come to town tomorrow night, Guy Sanchez will get a lot more run, no doubt. But I'm looking at this text, and 510's right. Jordan Poole filled seats. He was electric, brought the second most excitement to the team. Chase Center loved him. Chase Center did love him. Chase Center did love him. The pool parties it was unbelievable. I mean, I was wearing we were doing pool parties on the set. NBC Sports Bay Area is like, wow, Jordan Poole can't get enough of him.
I used to come in the very next day and talk to you in the morning, and I'd be like, dude, the guy is intoxicating on television. He makes very few players in the league make you lean forward. And like, oh, my God, where's this going? He was one of those guys.
He was such a likable kid, too. I love the kid.
He had a great smile.
He had some, you know, if you want to say, hey, there's a lot of egos, well, guess what? There's always a lot of egos in an NFL locker room, NBA locker room, and a baseball clubhouse.
I'll take you to any job site in America, and I'll show you a bunch of egos.
Bunch of egos. So,
what are we talking about?
The fact is, well, you know, you brought up the crossover, Willard Dibbs and Grady, and I wasn't aware of it.
A lot of people feel that way.
But they were saying, oh, you had to move on because of the Eagles. Well, there's always Eagles.
Of course.
So you don't think there was Eagles in this? Kevin Durant walked into this building. And Clay said, I'm not sacrificing bleep for KD. I'm getting my shots up. And you know what? Clay led the team in shots per game that season. You know, so egos come into play. It's pro sports. Money's on the line. Of course there's egos.
Well, I always think about management in any profession. Like, I came from the world of sales, and managing the egos is more, like, more treacherous of the job when you're a sales manager than managing their balance sheet or their profit margin sheet or anything like that. Like, no, it's the egos and everyone, you know, running into each other in terms of who's the greatest. It happens everywhere you go. Trust me, my little brother's a plumber. The stories I've heard on job sites, the egos of the electricians versus the plumbers, the carpenters versus, you know, the sheetrockers or whatever. Everywhere. Like, it's all over the place.
All over the place. Egos are everywhere.
So imagine what it is when hundreds of millions of dollars are on the line.
Right.
And playing time's on the line.
Exactly.
And shot selection's on the line.
And that's not the reason why he was traded. It's not the reason why he was traded. 888-957-9570. Shameless shout-outs coming up. Plus, we'll get to divisional round football. You know what? Let's do that right now. Because you brought up Verse, how he said Philadelphia.